Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for the John Chuckery Show.
Are you ready?
Sports talk in the ATL. It's not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
No. You insulted him a little bit. A little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Call or text John now at 404-741-0929. Live from the Kia Studios, it's John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome you in on a Monday evening into the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I think we have a new name for the show here from 7 to 11 at night, huh? I think it's official, huh? Well, in case you haven't heard, as we roll along here on a Monday night and where we stand. So, tonight we begin a new journey, a new era, a new step forward, as officially starting tonight, it is the John Chuckery Show. Mm-hmm. You know how we do it around here. Oh, yeah. Five nights a week. The bad guy, the Georgia Rattlesnake, Doc Sock, half of Riggs and Myrtle. What do we call ourselves? What was the last Boy Scout crew? I forget. Dix and Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck and Dix. So, yep, with the greatest opening line ever. Oh, yeah. So Monday through Friday, we are going to officially be here for you. And I won't be here Wednesday because there's a soccer game on. So barring play-by-play, Monday through Friday now, John Chuckery, the John Chuckery Show, 7 to 11. So lots to thank, first off. And we give Terry and Sean a lot of grief and flack and all that good kind of stuff. But want to say thank you to our Terry Fox, our program director, Sean Thompson, our assistant program director. Thanks to them for allowing me to have this opportunity. Thank you all out there, the listeners, my Twitter family, everybody. By the way, it's at JMCH316. So we want to be very interactive. We got a lot of thoughts about what we're going to do. Special shout out to Jarvis. Jarvis is going to be producing. That's my brother back there. I mean, so Jarvis and I have actually worked together, you know, since the inception of this radio station. The station launched on October 24th of 2012. My first show was November 11th, working with the great Roger Ingram, filling in for Mitch Evans on that night. But Jarvis has been a part of my journey the whole way through this, whether it's been by myself, whether it was Sam Mitchell, whether, hell, we've had everybody at some point, mixed up, together with. So Jarvis and I have obviously had a long relationship here with each other here on the radio station. So very much looking forward to he and I continuing to grow this thing and have a lot of fun. You know, I mean, I will tell you guys that doing 7-Eleven, man, I want it to be fun. F-U-N. You guys kind of had, and gals, you've heard kind of a layout of how we've done this. So if you've been listening over the last few weeks, I mean, it's kind of the worst kept secret that this was going to happen. And, you know, sometimes things take a little bit of time and the wheels grind a little bit slow and stuff like that. But we kind of knew this day was coming. Also want to say thank you to all of my coworkers that have been so supportive, both present and past coworkers. You know, guys like Mike and Carl and obviously Randy and Andy and John and Hugh and everybody, you know. Now, I will still be kind of the sixth man, the utility knife, whatever you want to use me as. I've got some stuff coming up on the morning show here, I think early part of August, I think a Thursday, Friday in early August and things like that. So, you know, there'll be times when I'm still kind of roaming around, whether it's Dukes and Bell or morning show or what have you, as, you know, we get through vacation and stuff. But once we get to football season, things will pretty much quiet down and, you know, we'll be here regularly for you. So I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you to all my radio family. Thank you all to being out there for us and listening. And we want to blow this thing up. You know, we want to continue to make this show grow and have lots of fun. So I'm very happy to be taking this over. This is my first, you know, for people that know my story, it's my first first outing in radio on this station. You know, I kind of joke about, and I know I probably shouldn't say their names, but, you know, I'm kind of our Chris Domino, our Chuck Oliver on this radio station. I'm the guy that came off the street that was a fan, that was a listener and things like that, and something I always wanted to get into doing. Always loved the format. You know, I love to talk. I love to debate and mix it up. I love to entertain, make you smile, make you laugh. I mean, that's just kind of who I am and what I like to do. So, you know, this has been my first foray into any kind of radio, and you know, now to get a chance to be doing this full time and be part of the full time family is very exciting. So thank you all out there. Very much look forward to the journey together here. Hope you'll tune in every night. If you could tell about 10,000 of your friends as well, and we'll try to always be very interactive. We are streaming online, as we like to say, at 929 The Game. Go to our new and improved website, 929thegame.com. Catch our show live, interviews, all our finest moments, replays. Everything is up there, our new and improved website. Also, to download your radio.com app. Keep the app on your phone, your tablet, your boombox, turntable, whatever device that you've got. That way, you can always catch us anywhere that you are on the go. Be part of the social media platforms of the station. Everything is at 929 The Game. We got Instagram, we got Facebook, we got Twitter, we got everything there available to you. The best way, as always, is going to be to interact with our show through Twitter. And we will be getting the text line back. The text line is up. I just need to get logged in. I know it's like some inside baseball there, but we will get that more active for you. And my Twitter handle is at JMCH316, at JMCH316. You get all your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. Jarvis, our producer, he is at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. We ask that you follow along with us and be very interactive. We always like to have some fun on Twitter and mix it up and do some things. So, you know, as we kind of move along, we'll be here tonight, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. And like I said, Wednesday we'll be off. Atlanta United back in action. We're going to talk some Atlanta United in the 740 segment tonight. Okay. But, you know, today was the, besides the kickoff of our show, it was the kickoff of what I consider to be the kickoff of the college football season. If the Hall of Fame game is kind of the official kickoff, sort of, if you will, for the pro football season, SEC Media Days is the official kickoff of the college football season. Because, you know, once Media Days and everything get past us, we are right around the corner from actual play in college football. Even if not all the big boys play, you know, in that first Saturday where you get into late August and, yeah, it's BYU and Hawaii and, you know, some teams like that. But, look, it's college football and it counts out there. So SEC, Big 12, Big 10, you know, we got media days going on all over the place. Big 12 kicked off media days as well. We're going to listen to some clips from SEC media days a little bit later on in the show. Now, one announcement I am going to make about the SEC media days is, of course, last year it was here in Atlanta. We got the announcement today that next year it will be here in Atlanta as well. And I got to tell you, you know, I've been to some SEC media days. I think it belongs here in Atlanta myself. I get why they do it in Birmingham, you know, Hoover, Alabama, if you will. I understand. I get some of that. But to me, Atlanta is the place it should be. Now, by the way, in 2021, it's going to go to Nashville, which could be fun too. But I'm very excited about next year that we're going to get SC Media Days back here. Had a good time when I was here last year, getting a chance to cover it. We'll get a lot more in depth into that, you know, hopefully next year. I mean, I'm looking forward to all of that. So it's going to be an exciting time. So obviously, you know, when you get an event like that, you know, in the college football mecca, and that's what Atlanta is. Atlanta is the college football mecca of the universe. We are the center of the college football world. Chick-fil-A kickoff games, you get the Peach Bowl that rotates, including the national title game that comes here. Obviously, the Peach Bowl itself, College Football Hall of Fame, Georgia and Georgia Tech in the metro Atlanta area, one downtown, one, you know, outside the metro. I mean, there's just so much about the atmosphere and the world of college football that is out there. So, you know, I always say that in Georgia State, obviously, as well here in town. So you got three Division I programs, you know, in the city or in metro Atlanta, if you will, that are here. So, you know, it's a great place to have all of this. And I truthfully, I think where it should be every year. I know Greg Sankey has talked about wanting to, and I talked to him last year about this, about he wants to kind of rotate it around a little bit and get more exposure to it. And I understand that. There are some places that are just easier to get to than others. I think Atlanta is one of those places. Because what's great about Atlanta is whether you live in Tennessee, Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, even Louisiana, it ain't hard to get here to Atlanta. I don't care if you fly, drive, whatever that you want to do, it's so easy to get to this town. So it just makes sense that in kind of the – are we the capital of the South? Is that fair to say? I mean, we are the capital of the South. I don't know. Do we consider, is Florida kind of considered the South? I mean, I know geographically where it's located, but doesn't feel like a southern kind of state. Although I love Florida, man. I'd love to be back at the beach. But then I couldn't be here with you, Jarvis. So anyway, when we get back, CBS had some power rankings out for Major League Baseball teams. Is there anybody besides the Dodgers that's a true threat to keeping the Braves from getting to the World Series? We'll take a look at all that next as we get ready for Braves baseball. It's the John Chuckery Show, officially launching tonight here live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, it is the John Chuckery Show. 404-741-0929. That is our phone line. That is also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to interact. Check us out on Twitter. Thank you so much to all the folks on Twitter giving me congratulations. Love y'all out there. So very blessed and very grateful for this opportunity out here tonight at JMCH316, at JMCH316. So, you know, I was looking at some power rankings, you know, for what they're worth in Major League Baseball, and CBS puts out their weekly power rankings. And to no one's shock or surprise, with a 62-33 record, they put the L.A. Dodgers at number one. Now, listen to what their write-up says real quick. The bullpen is a real concern. This is not a time to mess around. They need to do whatever it takes to get multiple lockdown arms. This is a stellar team, but the regular season doesn't even matter anymore. Now, I think that's interesting because we love to, especially here in Atlanta, and it is legitimate, harp on whatever weaknesses the Braves may have. You know, middle relief, closer, whatever like that. But when you read something like this, what's interesting to me about it is the fact that, you see, the Dodgers have their faults too. You know, all of these teams have their faults. And for so long when I've said, hey, it's a World Series lineup. We play World Series defense here. We do, yeah, the Dodgers and all that. Okay. But the Dodgers have their issues too, especially in their bullpen. Here's the writers for CBS saying they need to do whatever it takes to get multiple lockdown arms. Their bullpen is a real concern. And that's why I keep saying, why not the Braves? Now, the next group of teams is the Yankees, Twins, Astros. That's 2, 3, 4. The Braves come in at number 5 on their list. The Braves have gone 9-0-1 in their last 10 series, and the tie was splitting a 4-game series in Wrigley Field. Impressive bunch. You go Rays at 6, Athletics at 7, Indians at 8, and then you go to the Cubs at number 9. And I say, are the Dodgers the only really true threat out there for the Braves? Now, I understand. Go back to the 2003 series and one of my least favorite quotes of all time in Atlanta Braves history. And I love Leo Mazzoni to death. Love Leo. But that 03 series with, you know, those two guys, Pryor and Wood, for the Cubs. But they had, the Braves had that team. You know all these home run and run scoring records and all those kinds of things you keep seeing? It's that 03 team. It's that Sheffield, Andrew, Chipper, and left team loaded for bear. Oh, the 40 homers from Javi behind the plate to go along with it. And that team lost in 5 to the Cubs. So, yes, while I understand anything can happen in baseball, and as Leo loved to say, and that's it, anything can happen in a short series, ugh, I still cringe when I hear that. Braves were the best team in baseball that year. I don't care about record or anything like that. They were the best team in baseball. They should not have, I get it, Pryor and Wood, they shouldn't have lost that bunch. But anything can happen. So, yes, Leo and fans out there, I get that anything can happen in a series, okay? Which is both why the Braves could get upended by the Cubs or somebody like that. It's also why they can beat the Dodgers. All it takes is a swing here and a swing there. Think about how narrow that 2001 series between the Diamondbacks and the Yankees were, right? Go back and remember that series. It's a swing here. You know, why do the Yankees stay in it? because Ryu, what was his name? What was the closer that they had for the Diamondbacks that year? Not Ryu. I'm thinking of the guy that's pitching for the Dodgers now. Byung-young Kim. Isn't that what his name? Byung-young Kim. Okay, remember it was a pitch here to Brocious and they win a game. Pitch here to Tito Martinez and that keeps him in the series. You know what I mean? That's playoff baseball. You know, we can watch Ryu and the Dodgers and Kershaw and the Dodgers come in, and all of a sudden, they bring in their bullpen, and Donaldson goes yard on a three-run homer and wins a game. Ronald Acuna hits a two-run homer to take the lead in the eighth inning. So while you can sit there and say, with the Dodgers, the bullpen's a real concern, this is not a time to mess around, why don't you say that about the Braves? Is this on? Is this microphone on? Why don't we say the same thing about this team right over here? In is that Fulton County or Cobb County? Mel calls them Cobb County Braves. It's real close. I think it's Cobb County. Why shouldn't we say the same thing about this? Why should we not do everything that we got to do to go win it? The national guys are telling you right here. For the best team in baseball. It's on my paper. Just to prove I got paper in front of me. Bullpen's a real concern. It's not a time to mess around. Is it a time to mess around for us? I don't want to hear about media conglomerates. I don't want to hear about prospects. I don't want to hear about what we're afraid to do. I don't want to hear about giving up too much. I don't want to hear any of that stuff. I don't want to hear it this year. You do what you got to do, Double A, Liberty Media, Terry McGurk, that whole crew. You do what you got to do. Every bit I can say, the bullpen's a real concern. This is not a time to mess around. They need to do whatever it takes. That should be the Braves line. Why should that be the Dodgers line and not the Braves line right now? Because the Braves have plenty to get them to that championship series. The way this team mashes it all over the yard, the things they can do, the defense they can play. You tell me right now you would feel bad about having Mike Soroka take game one of any series against any team you got. You line up whatever team you want to line up right now. You tell me you don't want Mike Soroka? 10-1 with a 2.24 ERA? I like what Snitker said. Rookie of the year. What about Cy Young? I get Ryu's having a just stupid year this year. You know, he's having a stupid year. And if Scherzer, you know, had any type of run support at times, I don't even know what his record would be. What's his record right now? I got to look this up because he's striking out everybody. He's running wild. Yeah, Scherzer's 9-5. He's on the DL right now, obviously, but or IL, I should say, right now. 9-5. His ERA is 2.3, and he's still got five losses. 181 strikeouts in 129 innings. Yeah, that's good for almost 13 strikeouts per nine innings. Yeah, I get it. Soroka's going to have an uphill climb because you got Scherzer and Ryu and all these guys that are having big seasons to go along with it. By the way, Strasburg's 11-4, by the way. His ERA is kind of high, 3.5, but it's not terrible in today's baseball world. So that line that I read you from the Dodgers, as this John Chuckery live from the Key Studios on the John Chuckery Show, Sports Radio 910 The Game. That line I read you from the Dodgers should be everything as a Braves fan you should be saying right now to your front office. Why do the Braves have to take a backseat to anybody in baseball right now? Why? I don't care what team it is. I don't care if it's the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Astros, whatever. Why should the Braves be thinking about taking a backseat to anybody right now? And remember Jarvis? We talked a week ago. Hey, this 10 games, here's your chance. See what you can go do. I got news for you. One more series, you might knock the Phillies out of it. You understand that? Like you might not by the time you finally play the Braves, finally play the Phillies, which there'll be seven more games the Braves have before they play the Phillies. We talked about this a week ago. You got a shot now. You might knock one of those two teams out in the division. I thought it might be Washington. Hell, Washington took 2-3 from Philadelphia this weekend. And the Phillies got the Dodgers right now. And by the way, Dodgers hadn't been great on the road. They're not a great road team. They clean up at home. Braves are a better road team than the Dodgers are right now. I get the Dodgers are they're a beast. They're a behemoth. Why is that? Because they got, you know what separates them right now? They got two of those guys at the top of their, well, maybe three. Wade Buehler's pitched this year. They've at least got two of those guys for sure at the top of their rotation that you say, if I have to have game one, okay, I'll take Ryu. I'll take Kershaw. I'll take either one of those guys. By the way, Walker Buehler, 8-1 with a 3.46 ERA. You'd feel pretty good about handing the ball to any one of those three guys to start off a series. Ryu's just stupid. .178 ERA. Not striking out a ton of guys, but he's been ridiculous how good he's been this year. His whip is .931 on the season. Now, that's one of the big differences. Their bullpen ain't no better. It hadn't been that much better. Now, they got a hammer on the back end. They got a guy who can close out games. They got a guy who's got 23 saves already. Struck out 51 guys in 38 innings. They got a legit hammer on the back end of their bullpen. We got Luke Jackson. And I appreciate and I'm amazed at what Luke Jackson has done. As I said in the handoff to Carl and Mike, you want any of those guys in a one run game in a playoff series against the Dodgers or the Cubs? Would you feel good about that right now? Of course you would. You wouldn't feel good about it at all. Think about the miraculous defensive plays it's taken for two of the last three save opportunities for Luke Jackson. What if Culberson doesn't make that catch and throw? What if Markakis doesn't catch that ball up against the wall the other night? Could have easily had two more blown saves out of Luke Jackson was all said and done. Wouldn't have taken much. You know, you can load the bases and get away with it against the Marlins, the Pirates, the Reds, the Francisco Giants. You can get away with that. You won't get away with that in October. The Dodgers and those kinds of teams will make you pay in October for that. Do what you got to do. Go make the moves you got to make. All right, when we get back, are you sure we're going to feel confident about Atlanta United going on the road and trying to win a road playoff game? We're going to hear a clip from one of the ESPN analysts, I should say, and we'll come back and discuss all that next. It's John Chuck around the John Chuckery Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back in the Kia Studios with you on a Monday night, the John Chuckery Show. Chuckery in the house, hanging out. 404-741-0929. That is our phone line. It's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to interact. Jarvis did lock me in, so I got the text line up in front of me. So feel free to jump on board and comment on what you have to say. The best way is always going to be through our Twitter handle. I am at JMCH316, at JMCH316. Thank you to all the new followers tonight. He is at JarvisD90. So hang out, be part of the new show as we're going to have lots of fun, and we will certainly be getting a lot of things going here. We kind of have the format pretty well laid out. You know, if you've been listening over the last few weeks and you hear some of the stuff that we do, the What's Bugging Chuckery, our interviews, our That's Life, and, you know, Brown Liquor Music Hour and Falcon Flyover and all that, you know, it's going to be how we're doing the show. So, like I said, it's been kind of the worst-kept secret going, you know, but the wheels of corporate move slowly, as they like to say. Now, I want you to hear a clip. Of course, Atlanta United yesterday took it on the chin, 2-1 in Seattle. By the way, now they got to go win that U.S. Open Cup. They have to go win that U.S. Open Cup now. You have to put all your eggs in that basket right now. But it's been a tough go on the road for Atlanta United last year. I think the stat that Jason had was like they're 2-7-1 or something like that on the road. It's a rough record on the road this year. I want you to hear ESPN's, is it Taylor Twellman? Is that what we said? Taylor Twellman, who was calling the game. I want you to hear his post-match comments about this Atlanta United squad.
It's still about Atlanta United for me, John. It's disjointed. You used the word in the broadcast. It's clunky. Julian Gressel centrally doesn't work for me. Pity Martinez still pressing the issue. Joseph Martinez trying to do too much. I'm done comparing it to Tata Martino and that team. But just look at this version of the team. It still doesn't look comfortable. It still doesn't look like they're in sync. The cohesion of the team is off. And if they don't pull together, this is a team that's given up 14 goals in the last five games. They have an opportunity to get into the Eastern Conference thick of things. John, I'm just not sure they will.
Are we talking PT Martinez and his role again then?
I think we are. But then again, Frank DeBoer wants to tell me that you're going to play Michael Parkhurst at left back. He doesn't have a left back. Julian Gressel centrally. It doesn't work for me. Now, Barco and Vialba come into it. It's more of a full squad. But then you tell me, Atlanta United fans, does that give you any more confidence that Petey Martinez is going to turn the corner? I'm not so sure.
Wow. So a couple things. They do look very disjointed at times. This to me is not a. I don't think this is a Tata Martino thing, like he said at this point. Look, all that ship has sailed and everything. And the same thing with Miguel Almiron. You know, early in the season, I would tell you they absolutely missed it. You're at the point now where you can't use the Tata and the Miguel and those excuses anymore. Can't use those excuses anymore. You know, for a team that has. You think about how little negative pub backlash, PR, news, anything that has been for this franchise. There's a lot of people questioning about how good this team is. You would love to feel like, okay, if we just get to the playoffs, that Atlanta United's talent and their skill will take over. I don't think that's the case. And especially if it's on the road. I don't know what it is about this team and going on the road, but it's been bad. And I think they've lost their last five MLS matches on the road, outright lost their last five on the road. You know, and we've talked about how this is a different Atlanta United team now. It's not the, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, fun and gun, just wide open, four goals every night and things like that. It's becoming much more of a very much defensive-minded team, a team that, you know, is going to lock you down, play good defense, not give up goals. Yeah, they've still got the offensive pieces to go in there and bat you around. You know, there are times when if you're not careful and you give up one, you might give up two or three to Atlanta United. But they're not the, they're down a goal or so, no big deal. They're going to score four. That's not like that anymore for this team. And you know, I heard Carlos Bocanegra on Friday. I heard him talking about, you know, he was asked about the meeting between PT and Frank DeBoer and the comments they both had. And yeah, I understand, he said the Argentine media is trying to stir things up and they've put it up beside. Okay. Here's what I would also say. What did you expect Carlos Bocanegra to say? I've interviewed Carlos enough times to know that, you know, he'll disagree with certain things that, to be honest with you, I think there's more truth in that than he wants to admit. It's not me picking on Carlos, but at the same time, it's hard to sit here and say, when everybody is seeing the same thing and everybody's saying the same, you just heard the ESPN lead analyst, right? He ain't telling you it's all sunshine and roses with PT Martinez right now. Now, that doesn't mean PT's going anywhere. Maybe in the offseason, but he's not going anywhere. They have to get him figured out this year. He has to figure it out this year. This team won't win an MLS Cup unless he really starts to play well. And truthfully, he has been playing much better of late. He really has. He's been better of late. You know, really since some of this quote-unquote negativity has come along, he's been much better. And this is not a franchise that's had to deal with a lot of negative pub to it. It's been sunshine and roses for this franchise coming out of the gate. The model franchise of MLS, the model expansion team, MLS Cup champs in their second year. It's been all good. Now it's kind of like, well, wait a second. Now, right now, there's nobody in this town from a professional sports league team more expected to win their title than Atlanta United. More than the Braves in the World Series, more than the Falcons in the Super Bowl, more than Georgia in the national title, more than the Hawks in the NBA, hell, more than Georgia, the Georgia Swarm. What other professional teams do we have in this town? we have the Atlanta Steam anymore? The Dream? More than the Dream? Do we have the Atlanta Steam? The Women's Football League, we still got them? Okay, more than the Steam. Who else gets paid? Is there any professional softball teams in this town? The Decatur Rugrats or something? I don't know. Is there some kind of team or something? They're the franchise that everybody just expects to go out there and win the title. Oh, no big deal. To Atlanta United, they're just going to turn that switch on and it's going to be all good. I don't know. I don't know. Would I bet against Atlanta United right now? Still might be kind of hard to bet against them. But we're not very far away from saying, okay, are they really the favorites to win this whole thing? You look at what the Galaxy and LAFC has done. Philadelphia just won't go away. I think ESPN had them second in their power rankings. Seattle's a really good team when they're at full strength. And this match Wednesday, you got an angry Houston team coming in. Now you got a short week. Now you've got issues because, what, Escobar's out for yellow cards, right, for accumulation? He's suspended for a game. You got injuries going on. You know, you don't have that many more matches to start saying, well, you know, we still got time. We still got time. Don't worry, we got time. You're on the back half of your schedule. It's not a marathon anymore, man. We're in the sprint mode. Just like the Braves, you know, I mean, we're in kind of that sprint mode now of it's going to come quick. You know, this Wednesday, you know, Houston. Then on Sunday, DC United. Then Friday at L.A. I mean, you got three games between now and next Friday, the 26th. Oh, yeah, and you're going to have, coming up after the Galaxy on Saturday the 3rd, now you're going to have U.S. Open. And I will tell you right now, if they want aspirations at CONCACAF, they need to go ahead and win the U.S. Open Cup. Go win it. If that means whatever, the Galaxy beat you up or whatever, go win the U.S. Open Cup now. You got to put all your eggs in that basket and go win that thing and figure out how to get it done and go beat Orlando. All right, we get back. Terrible story in boxing today as one of the greats lost his life in a terrible accident. We'll talk about that next. This is the John Chuckery Show. Chuckery in the house on Sports Radio 910 The Game.